The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.
Hello and welcome to this Right Stand podcast. तीन पहियों की ये गाड़ी क्या पांच साल चलेगी महाराष्ट्र विकास अघाड़ी? That's the big question. Are they going to last? Does this three-wheeled, three-party alliance, which has come on the Vikas plank, ironically on the Vikas plank, which is the plank pushed forward by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will this have the legs to last 5 years? Will this give stability? Or are we seeing it standing on borrowed time already? That's the big question. Because CM ki gaddi par to Uddhav hai sawar, but remote control with Sharad Pawar. Where is the Congress going to be? All three of them, all three parties are ideological opposites. And not just ideological opposites, they all have major issues of deviance on issues that matter to people, policy issues. The NCP has had quite a frosty equation with the Congress party. But it has always worked eventually with the Congress party because of Sharad Pawar's nationalist and national ambitions. The Shiv Sena and the NCP actually have family ties. Supriya Sule is married to the distant relative of Balasaheb Thackeray. So there is always an equation. In the past, there have been factions and dissent which has been brewed, engineered in the ranks and rift and splits engineered by Sharad Pawar within the Shiv Sena. But despite that, they are allying today. Remember Chagan Bhujbal, who broke away from the Shiv Sena with 20 MLAs, of which 7 returned, and 11 of them he joined the Congress party. And that was the time when Sharad Pawar was the head of the Congress party in Maharashtra. Sharad Pawar himself is somebody who's engineered splits and gone ahead and broke away from the Congress at the time when Sonia Gandhi was made president of the Congress party and she was being pushed for prime ministership, etc. So he had his own differences and his own points of view at that point in time. So everyone has an issue. And Shiv Sena and Congress party are so ideologically opposite. Just on the 6th of October 2019, just over a month and a half ago, Uddhav Thackeray was actually standing there ahead of the elections and criticizing the Congress, saying, I'll do whatever what happens. I will not allow my cadre to go with the Congress party. This is what he said. So in politics, nothing is permanent. An ideology, secular communal narrative, Hindutva, non-Hindutva, all of that gets tossed right out of the window. So does the politics and the political dynamic get redefined ahead of the 2024 Lok Sabha elections? Will the national narrative also change? That's a big, big question. But I just want to focus tonight on this podcast on what do you think actually happened? Everybody is trying to wrap their head around what actually happened. What did Ajit Pawar do and why did he do that? There are two theories to it. And let's talk about both. The first one is that Sharad Pawar used all his political acumen, his stature as a leader in Maharashtra, his clout within the party, and the father figure image that he has as the patriarch who asserts himself to keep his flock together, and he brought Ajit Pawar back. Ajit Pawar in the past has also expressed his dissent. Ajit Pawar in the past has taken decisions that have been against or without informing Sharad Pawar. But this is the first time Ajit Pawar ever made a bold move like this. Ajit Pawar has been somebody who has very openly expressed his disconcert and his difference of opinion as far as working under the shadows of the Congress party is concerned. Ajit Pawar has also very clearly in the past said that Sharad Pawar, because he focuses on national politics, is ignoring the regional politics, and that is the reason why the NCP is suffering. Ajit Pawar is somebody who's never wanted to play second fiddle to the Congress party. And he was somebody who was against allying in a three-way alliance because he said the NCP will be diluted. It will not get what it wants. And he was always of the opinion that we should go ahead and back the BJP if the Shiv Sena is wanting to walk out. Is that the reason why Ajit Pawar thought that he will break away? He had had enough and he'll break away. And did he then lead the BJP on? And then develop cold feet as he copped out because he just couldn't stand up to his uncle. When he saw that the support and his own cadre, MLAs who were backing him, also could not dare to look at Sharad Pawar in the eye and saying, thank you very much, I'm leaving you and going. Did it all come a cropper there? Did he walk lead the BJP up the garden path and then just drop them out there like a hot piece of coal? That's the big question and the big doubt everybody has. And that's what the indications are, because Sharad Pawar was surprised. Amit Shah said it was Ajit Pawar who came to me. Devendra Fadnavis said to the same extent, Ajit Pawar came to us with the numbers. We believed him and then we thought we'll do it. And then he says, I don't have the numbers. So we said, sorry, we can't do it. Was it as plain and simple as that? How could they fall for it? That's the big question. Was a coup averted by Sharad Pawar? The other one, which if true is perhaps the most daring plot engineered in Indian politics, as far as my memory goes, is that Sharad Pawar used Ajit Pawar as a Trojan, sent them across to the BJP, made them alive and prop up Ajit Pawar as a deputy chief minister, and then diffuse it all and make sure that the BJP had nothing to go do. So any defection, any problems, anything, any questions about Ajit Pawar's integrity and the NCP aligning with the Shiv Sena, ideological questions, all get tossed out of the window because the BJP did the same thing and they did it first. If that's the case, I have to stand up and say, Mr. Sharad Pawar, take a bow, sir. Everybody else's student, aap to principal nikle, is politics ki masterclass ke. But is that what happened? Somewhere, it oscillates between these two. I'm more interested to see agli chaal kiski. What's going to happen next? Along with the concern that is the state and its people going to suffer? Because the mandate has been abused. And the mandate has been mocked and rejected. And no matter how much we crib and cry as voters, we got no powers. In fact, the court today rejected a petition. The Supreme Court rejected a petition wherein one of the Maharashtra residents said, my mandate has been mocked. Along with every voter who actually voted for the BJP via a Shiv Sena candidate or the Shiv Sena via a BJP candidate. We did not want them to ally with the NCP and Congress. So is the mandate of the Congress and the NCP person mocked. But our rules don't back the voter. Our laws don't back the voter. And the courts can't do anything because there is nothing in the law that safeguards the voter's interest who believes a particular promise and a particular mandate and votes accordingly. The bigger, now when we come to the issues. Teen payon ki ye gaadi, kya 5 saal tikegi Maharashtra Vikas Agadi. One of the first issues, ideological differences and policy differences. Will Shiv Sena back a 5% quota only for Muslims? Economically backward Muslims in Maharashtra. That's a push the NCP and the Congress are making. Will the Congress be okay with Uddhav Thackeray standing right next to all the other leaders as the foundation stone for the Ram Mandir is laid? What about NRC? What about Citizenship Amendment Bill? All parties have taken variant positions on a lot of issues. What about the issue of saffron terror? These are questions they will have to answer because on ground, cadre are disappointed. Ramesh Solanki, somebody who works in the Shiv Sena IT cell, has walked out saying, I wish the Shiv Senics and Mr. Thackeray the best, but jo mere Ram ka nahi, wo mere kisi kaam ka nahi. Is this a sentiment among the cadre? Is there going to be attrition? Can Uddhav Thackeray manage both as CM and as party president? He's taken on both the responsibilities. Is one going to suffer because of the other, or will both suffer? Ulti ginti shuru is Maharashtra Vikas Aghadi ki. For the sake of the people of Maharashtra and for the sake of the state, I hope they are able to give us some stability. I'll see you tonight on The Right Stand.
The Right Stand with Anand Narasimhan.